My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to talk to Bill Madden, working for the New York Daily News as an independent writer these days. Bill, been more than a minute. How you been?
I've been good. I'm happy to have baseball back. I'm covering baseball from beautiful Clearwater, Florida for the last couple of years. I get around a little bit when the question arises, or the occasion arises, I should say, and it's been great. You know, I get down to see the Rays down here a lot, and all my friends from the visiting teams come in here, so it's a good situation.
Very nice. Well, since you went there, let me follow up. The Rays, again, having a decent season. They continue to do what they do, minimal payroll, but always find a way to be not only above 500, but oftentimes above 90 wins, and they play in the worst stadium in all of Major League Baseball. Well, maybe the Oakland Coliseum could make an argument, but you get my drift.
Right.
Are they ever going to get that fixed down there in Tampa? Are they ever going to get a stadium built? Because off what they do and how they do it, they deserve it. But there's a lot that goes into it. Is it ever going to happen for the Rays down there?
Well, the problem is the owner down here doesn't want to put his own money into a stadium. and if he doesn't do that, I don't know how we're going to get a stadium down here. Because no matter whether you talk to the people over in Tampa or the people over here in St. Pete, they all say, you know, we'd like to get a stadium done, but, you know, it's got to be at least a 50-50 proposition. And so far, Stu Sternberg hasn't made any inclination he's anywhere close to putting up 50% of a stadium that's going to cost at least $1 billion, because down here, as you know, Jody, you got to have a dome.
Right.
Preferably a retractable dome, as they have in Miami. But this isn't quite the market that Miami is as far as corporations and things like that. And there's not that kind of money around here to put in a retractable dome, at least as far as I can tell.
So what's the chance of them relocating? If it's not going to get done in Tampa, is there another outlet where Sternberg can get a favorable enough deal that he says, all right, I'm moving the Rays?
Well, that's very interesting, because he's kind of in a bind. I don't know if you saw my column today, but I had an item in my column today in the Daily News about the Nashville situation, because you probably saw a story last week where Dave Stewart is heading up a group of potential owners for an expansion team in Nashville. And I had asked around about Nashville a few months ago, because when it looked like Sternberg was going to have to maybe start considering other places once the that dual city idea of his was shot down by the commissioner and the owners about Montreal. And I was told by very good sources who reiterated that to me on Friday that Nashville is never going to happen. And the reason I say that is because Atlanta and Cincinnati are adamantly opposed to Nashville. The reason being is Nashville's about 250 miles away from both of those cities. And even though the territorial rights in baseball, I think, I forget what it is, but I think it's like a 50-mile radius you can't have a team within a 50-mile radius. That kind of goes out the window as far as modern day situation because of television rights and everything else. But anyway, they are claiming that, you know, it's a two or three hour drive from both of those cities to Nashville. And they are adamantly opposed, and I am told that they have plenty of support around baseball, and that Nashville probably, because of that, is never going to get a team.
I remember, go ahead, keep going, Bill.
So anyway, you eliminate Nashville, which is the number one team that everybody number one place that everybody talks about for a franchise, and it would be a great major league city, I think. And then where do you go? Because remember, the Rays are on the East Coast, so you can't put them in Las Vegas. That's not going to work. And Major League Baseball wouldn't be doing that. Maybe Stu Sternberg goes back to Montreal and sees what might transpire up there as far as getting a stadium and getting Major League approval. I don't think Major League Baseball wouldn't have any problem with Montreal, but the problem is whether Montreal can come up with a stadium that will satisfy Major League Baseball. And then Charlotte, people talk about Charlotte. Charlotte's not a baseball town, and they don't have any kind of a baseball group down there that's ready to put up money for a new stadium and all that other stuff. So Stu Sternberg is in a bind, in my opinion. He's going to have to get a deal somewhere down here. I would think Tampa's the most logical place to put this team, but apparently they're still having problems coming up with a site in Tampa, and also, again, the stadium money. And that really is contingent on Stu Sternberg.
Right. I didn't think Nashville was ever a real opportunity because I remember Dave Dombrowski being tied to Nashville and was going to be a major mover and shaker if they got a team. And he just gave up and said, maybe I better take a general manager slash president job and join the Phillies because he realized Nashville was a no-go. So, yeah, that place just doesn't make sense. I do want to talk about where they have a team and they support it, sometimes over-support it. That's in the Bronx. You covered the Yankees for decades, as a matter of fact, and they had a major incident there yesterday in their game against the Guardians, fans throwing stuff on the field, the players reacting to the fans. We had an incident the night before with Cody Bellinger being hit by a can out in San Diego in a Dodger-Padre game. Back-to-back in the days makes it more than just an isolated incident. Does Major League Baseball have an issue? Do they have a problem? If this was the year after COVID, I would understand. But we're a year and change removed now. What's the problem, Bill?
Well, I don't think there's any question. There's a lot of angry fans. But, because of the long lockout and the constant bickering over money between billionaires and gajillionaires, there's no question that there's a lot of fan animosity around the country. But that said, I would hope that these were two isolated incidents. Most importantly, I would definitely hope that this is not a trend, that we're going to continue to see this happening. Both incidents were terrible. We've had this before. I mean, throughout the history of baseball, fans throwing stuff on the field and having to be, a lot of times in Yankee Stadium, I might add. I think we have to wait a while, Jody, before we think that this is a trend starting here, and that this anger is going to be manifesting itself all over baseball.
Bill Madden, our guest, writer for the Daily News, been covering Major League Baseball for the last close to five decades, as a matter of fact. One of the other things that's jumped out first couple weeks of the season for me, Bill, is home runs are down. A goodly amount, not a, oh my God, the game has changed kind of amount, but in the trending cycle where home runs have just gone up and up and up, they've come down the first 2.5-3 weeks of the season here. Any reason for it?
I would suspect that Major League Baseball did a little fine tuning with the baseballs over the winter. They openly admitted that they, were looking into the way the baseballs have been constructed down there in Costa Rica or wherever it is they do it now. And so I suspect if this continues that home runs are down, you can look right to Major League Baseball and the fact that they've had a quote-unquote restructuring of the baseballs undertaken over the winter. And I have no problem with that. I mean, they've changed the construction of the baseballs for years. So if anything, that would be the answer to why home runs are down. But it's early, Jody. We'll see what happens when the weather starts warming up.
It could very well pick back up again. You're right. And I would use as an example as why the home runs might be down or the ball has been readjusted. How many pitchers have complained about the ball this year? Every single year seems like a yearly thing. Pitchers, it's too slick. The seams are a little high and they're causing injuries. And like, I don't know that I've read one complaint about the way the baseball is out of a pitcher's point of view this year. That means to me it's a little bit softer. They can get a good grip on it. And if it's softer, that means it's not going to fly out of the park.
Well, you're right, Jody, and there hasn't been any discussion of the sticky stuff. Once they had the crackdown on it last year, it did have a noticeable difference in the way things were happening with the pitchers. But I think most of the pitchers, maybe with the possible exception of Gerrit Cole, who pitched pretty well today, have been able to make that adjustment without having the sticky stuff. And I think if it continued to be a problem for the pitchers, I think baseball was ready to probably lessen the restrictions on that whole sticky stuff business. But so far, nobody's complaining, and the game goes on without at least that issue plaguing it.
Bill Madden, our guest here on CBS Sports Radio, talking MLB. All right, Bill, I didn't know if I was going to see in my lifetime, you probably even more so in your lifetime, the PitchCom, the digital transference of information between pitchers and catchers to take away the potential of sign stealing in Major League Baseball. I had no idea how it was going to work. I'm all for improving the game and whatever technology we can use to do that, so be it. But I wasn't sure that this was going to work. But again, getting very little negative feedback for this. No, not everybody uses it. Some have said, hey, I'm just not going to do that because it's not the way I pitch or I look at the game. But most seem to like it and are using it, and there has been no question of sign stealing and the like. This is here to stay, is it not?
Well, I would say absolutely, definitely. I am too. I'm very surprised that there hasn't been more complaints or more issues with the fact that it's a kind of a complicated thing, but it seems to be working okay. There hasn't been, you know what I thought was going to happen? I thought there was going to be this was going to only add further to the lengths of games because of miscommunication with the mechanics of the catcher's helmet or whatever, you know, and the pitcher and everything else. But apparently it seems to be working all right, which leads me to believe that eventually everybody will be doing it.
And they did a good job of making the technology easy enough to use that seems like everybody has adapted. All right, yesterday we had a milestone set in Major League Baseball. Miguel Cabrera added 3,000 hits to his 500 home run total, one of only seven in the history of the game who achieved both of those numbers, one of which is Albert Pujols. And both Miggy and Albert are hanging tough, having years late in their career, still productive players for their teams. Which of those two is the best hitter we've had in Major League Baseball over the last 20 years?
I would have to say Miggy because, as you know, Jody, I mean, Albert Pujols has had two careers, one with the Cardinals where he was above and beyond the best player in baseball, certainly the best hitter in baseball. And then when he went to the Angels, he was a considerably different player. Whereas Miggy has been consistent from start to finish. He's still, you know, when they gave him that extension, that crazy extension a few years ago, another 8 or 9 years, I forget what it was, that Ilitch, in his old age, the Tigers owner gave me, because he loves Miggy, and he gave him this big extension. I thought that was going to be a complete total waste of money after the first few years. But, you know, and Miggy's not the player he was, but he's still a pretty good hitter.
Yep.
And, for me, he's the best right-handed hitter maybe I've ever seen. I put Edgar Martinez in that category through all the years he was with Seattle. And, you know, as a kid, I mean, I saw a lot of great hitters, and in my time, but you know, it's different when you're watching them as a fan and when you're watching them as a writer covering these guys on an everyday basis.
The guy who I would put in that mix too, maybe the best I've seen during my years, just short of what your years are. I loved Manny. Manny was a nut, and Manny, we could tell Manny stories for the next 40 minutes here, but just pure right-handed hitting, I'd put him in that group with Albert and Miggy as well.
Well, I agree with you on that, Jody, but pardon me, but I just automatically eliminate all the steroids guys from my lexicon.
That's fair. Fair enough.
I don't consider them, you know, anybody that, you know, I agree. Manny was a natural, and I don't know why he felt he needed to do steroids to be even better, because this guy was just he was unbelievable. And going all the way back to when he was playing up in there in Washington Heights, you know, and the scouts raved about him back then. And, you know, he was what he was, unfortunately.
Yeah, stone cold natural hitter, but you're right. He is one of those guys who we do have to judge through the lens of performance enhancing. All right, last thing. Since we started with the Rays, you being down in Florida these days, let me go to the other team that has major issues, and that's the Oakland A's. If the stadium that you do head over to every once in a while, the Trop, isn't the one, the Oakland Coliseum is coming apart at the hinges, and they're still playing Major League Baseball there, and it's a ridiculous notion. But Oakland's still trying to get a stadium as well, but they're getting 2,500, 3,000 for their games these days, and rightfully so, because the A's took the team apart during this offseason. They're putting together a lesser product, but yet they're right at 500 to start the season, almost Tampa-like, that they're winning games that we don't think they should be able to win. Is the fact that nobody's going to the games in Oakland to start the season a good thing or a bad thing for Major League Baseball?
Well, I think it's a telling thing for Major League Baseball, because what's going on there, Jody, this is an unofficial fans boycott.
Yep.
There's been a group out there that's been telling people, don't go to the games. We're sick and tired of John Fisher and his policies with his team. I mean, not only did he tear the team apart again, traded the whole guts of the team away, he's raised ticket prices this year. And the fans out there have been pretty faithful to the A's, because they understand when Billy Beane was calling the shots and doing his whole money ball thing and all everything else, they understood that, and they kind of appreciated the kind of players Billy brought in. They were grinders, all of these guys. They may not have been superstars, and they understood that when they were going to be unable to sign their stars like Jason Giambi and people like that, the fans tolerated that because they understood. This is a little different. Billy Beane's been kind of pushed out of the picture there. He became exasperated with the fact that he could never get to the World Series because of the fact that they were always limiting his payroll. He could do just so much. And so, but this year, you know, with Billy not really calling the shots out there anymore, just collecting his money, I guess, Fisher does this to the team again. And, you know, that's a winnable division. The West has always been a winnable division. I mean, Houston's a great team. Take nothing away from them. But, you know, there's still a wild card out there in that division, which the A's have gotten a lot.
Yep.
But, I mean, Bob Melvin leaves as manager. I mean, he had another year in his contract and just let him go, I guess because they, you know, they did him a favor because he'd been such a good manager to them, and they knew that he wasn't going to be able to win with the product that they were going to be putting on the field this year. And they let him go. But, I mean, what does that say to the fans? You're letting Bob Melvin, one of the best managers in baseball, walk away, you know, with no compensation or anything like that. And then you do this to our team. And then you raise the ticket prices on us.
Yeah, it is a sad situation in Oakland, which is too bad because they're off to a decent start. But, they need to get some answers out there. Don't know when they're coming. We got answers from you today, Mr. Madden. I thank you much for that. I will send my regards to my father for you. Thanks for a couple
thank
minutes
you.
Here today, Bill.
Okay, Jody, my pleasure.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.